Hey girl, are you ready to talk about building something new? Well, on today's episode, I am having a cafecito chat with an amazing mujer who is no stranger to this podcast. Rita Bautista joins me today to talk about building something new and the type of mindset that you need to have in order to push through and keep going. We also talk a little bit about faith. It's such a great conversation about really continuing on despite the challenges that may happen on your journey to building something that you've always dreamed of. So let me tell you a little bit about who Rita Bautista is. She is no stranger to this podcast. She is a visionary first generation American born to Honduran parents. She has dedicated over a decade to amplifying cultura and inspiring countless lives. Rita earned a distinguished fellowship from the Institute of Politics at Loyola University of New Orleans, which propelled her into a trajectory of leadership. And in 2019, Rita's pioneering spirit led her to establish the Latina Podcasters, a groundbreaking network connecting major brands to first-generation U.S. Hispanics and the Latin community through authentic podcast voices. Recently, Rita has been working on something completely new and revolutionary. Lativerse is a video podcast distribution platform dedicated to serving the Latino community. Lativerse aims to streamline the ad buying process for brands and agencies, tapping into the largest buying power and providing a platform for authentic Latino voices in media. Rita truly is a mujer who is passionate about Latinos in media, cultura, and empowerment. She is illuminating the path for others to redefine boundaries and celebrate cultura. You can find out more about Rita and her work by going to Instagram at Yo Soy Rita Bautista, at Latina Podcasters, at Lativerse, at Latino Pods. You can also go to latinapodcasters.com to check out more of the podcasts within the network. Hope you enjoy today's cafecito chat. Make sure that you share this with your amigas because, like I always say, something powerful happens when we lift each other up. God bless you.
Hey, amiga, welcome to the Fearless Mujer podcast. I'm Micaela, a mother, published author, speaker, storyteller at heart, and a Chicana who loves Jesus and her cafecito. I'm a mujer who believes that every heart is worth healing. It's why I pour into the mission of helping mujeres create strategies to life's hurdles and setbacks, because I believe that every setback is just a stepping stone to something greater. Trust me, I've lived it. And I also believe that every mujer has a story worth telling. It's why I teach and coach women to build and share their story through podcasting. So what is the Fearless Mujer? It's a space created for the girl who has ever felt rejected, alone, misunderstood, judged, and without a seat at the table. It's a space for the girl who is ready to renew her mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve her, and who's ready to step out of fear, stop caring what people think, and for the girl who's ready to fearlessly pursue the dreams God has put on her heart. So, girl, I invite you to join me for real and raw conversations with mujeres who are no longer holding back. Grab your cafecito, hermosa, and let's do this. Hey, Fearless Mujer, I'm so excited. I have an amazing mujer on the podcast joining us for a cafecito chat. Rita Bautista is the founder of Latina Podcasters and Latino Pods. And I don't know, the girl's just doing a whole bunch of different things, which is awesome. But Rita, welcome back to the Fearless Mujer podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm really honored to be here with you, Micaela. So many things have changed since the last time I was on the podcast, so I'm really excited to dive into that today.
Well, thank you for sharing your time with me. I know you're a super busy mujer. So again, Rita is the founder of Latina Podcasters. We're just going to talk about, building something new and everything that comes with it, because I think that there's a mindset to it, right? Like you have to have this belief in yourself and this growth mindset. And when you're building things from scratch, it doesn't always go the way you plan. So yeah. It's definitely what I don't even know what it's called, but have you seen the one like image where they're talking about what success is and it just kind of goes in different directions and until you actually get there? Okay, so Rita, tell us what inspired you to start Latina Podcasters.
Yeah, so I had started a podcast back in 2019. And one of the things that I noticed quickly was that there were no Latinos that were podcasting. And I was like, this is impossible. It can't be that I'm the only person in the entire world that's podcasting. And then, you know, over time, I started to quickly understand the dynamic of what podcasting is and how media in general hasn't always lent itself to this multicultural exposure of content, right? And so I set out to change that and quickly started understanding more and more about the audience and also the podcaster. I think for many years in my life and my career, I was in front of a lot of Black and white people in general, and I was always like Latina number one in whatever industry I was working in. However, when I started to connect to all these podcasters, I started learning more and more, not just about podcasting in general, but learning that Latinos are extremely dynamic and we do so many things. So like if podcasting is one of the 700 things that you're doing, right? Like we are just these go-getters and people who are really just trying to create this new space for themselves here in the US. And so for me, it was such an exploration of culture, of learning about myself, reconnecting back to the term Latina, which is so massive and expansive and it incorporates everything. You know, like Latinos are mixed with just about everything. We have languages in our culture. It's not just Spanish, right? And so like understanding that and being able to see that, and then also understanding and seeing the impact of our audience and how we are very loyal to the brands that we connect to. We are really good at word of mouth. It's a community feel that we work with advertisers and advertisement that we connect to, right? And so I've been able to see just this massive growth of culture-based media, but not just culture-based, right? Because all of us, And this is what I try to tell people. It's like, you don't have to be speaking Spanish, you know, flying your flag every day in order for you to be or feel like you're connected to the word Latina or Latino or Latine. Right. Like, it's more or less like you just living your authentic life would naturally bring more of those people to your platform. So that's kind of the thing that really motivated me. And then the biggest thing now, more than ever, is knowing our impact. We are the third largest, I mean, we're the largest, fastest growing small business owners, Latinas are, and we're educating at an extremely fast rate. You know, we are creating generational wealth now. There's just like all of these massive components that go into the community as a whole. And how do we reshape that? How do we use this information, not just for advertisers, but for us to start building out our businesses and create a bigger impact for ourselves, you know? And that's really kind of what I've been up to these last couple of months, is kind of diving into that information and seeing how we can kind of change a landscape that's just getting started.
Wow. And it's so amazing because I think that you're so innovative where, you know, I always get the vibe that you're like, okay, what more could I do? Or how can I do this, you know, in a way that maybe hasn't been done? But one of the things that I love the most about what you've done is that you have found a way to give us visibility, our voices visibility. And I think that, you know, in a culture where, you know, we've all heard the term, calladita te ves más bonita, right? And we laugh because it's all these sayings of our grandmas. And it, like you said, it doesn't matter what your however you identify as Latino, Latine, Latina, right? We've all heard these different sayings, right? And I think it's why we can kind of share this bond and commonality of like, even when people talk about like the vaporú, right? Like, oh my God, my grandma used to do that, right? And it's funny because we have this, it's beautiful. It's such a beautiful thing. And so I think that many of us were taught like, you're too loud, you're too much, you're, and again, I love what you said, like, you don't have to be waving your flag and try to be a certain way, because it just really comes out of you. And to have a space where you can share your voices in such a unique way, like, I know a lot of the people in the network, in the Latina Podcasters Network, they all have like their different thing, and they're all doing their different thing in their own way. And it's such a beautiful thing, because I really feel that one thing I tell my clients, right, regardless of what you're doing, right, regardless of what you choose to do, because you're Latina, the other Latinas are going to want to see what you're doing. And it just is. And I think that, you know, my podcast is very Spanglish, right? Because that's just how I grew up. That's just who I am. And I just love that we can blend those, you know, I'm Mexican-American. I can kind of blend those together. But growing up, you know, it was either I watched Marimar or Full House, and I didn't have a space where like, oh, like, that's why I love so much when I see our people represented in a movie, you know, just different things. And so that's really, really one of the things that I can say is I love how you've just found a way to give us that visibility, to have our voices be heard when some of us have felt like, oh, nobody wants to hear what I have to say. But it's such BS, because I think every Latina, Latino, we have a lot to say.
Well, you know, I think that's the beautiful thing, right? One of the things that, in going back to the calladita te ves más bonita, we have to kind of take a second to look back at like why that term even came about. And it's almost like a survival mode tactic, right? Like, if you are trying to blend in and you're trying to assimilate to a culture that's not yours, almost all of our countries have that same impact, because there was so much of a mix, right? We have the Spaniard, we have the African, we have the indigenous, and then there's so many more mixtures that happen in so many of our cultures. So it was like, if you're a person who is just trying to get your basic needs met, not trying to stand out, not trying to bring attention to yourself, is probably the best way for you to know about going about survival and surviving. And that is one of the things that, you know, I try my best to kind of have these conversations with people now in our culture, first generation, second generation, whoever, right? Like, it's, we're not necessarily in that survival place anymore. And when do you kind of allow that to integrate into your life to understand, like, we don't have to be quiet anymore. We can lead the charge. We can be the women who are so powerful. I mean, Latinas have so much mixture of everything. And it's so beautiful to see when people are being authentically themselves and aligning with everything that they, you know, with everything that makes them happy and it makes them them. And for me, you know, I had someone last night, I was at a tech dinner last night, and someone was playing the guitar, and he said, you know, he was just learning to find his voice. Wow. And it's truly what I think everyone in this world is trying to do. We're just trying to find our voice to identify who we really are at our core, you know?
Yeah.
And for me, like, building this place, this platform for people to get the visibility is extremely important, not just because you need to share your story, but because other people need to find you. And then we have benefits of being able to use this as an opportunity for you to create more financial gain for yourself as well. And, you know, I get to a point sometimes where, and this is a cultural thing, right? Like, we shouldn't be paying or charging for certain things or whatever. And it's like, yes, but the world that we live in understands currency and money as part of an exchange, right? You're sharing a story, you're sharing this information, you're sharing tips on people, on how people can live their lives fearlessly, right? And like, And those things are important, and people would naturally gravitate towards going to a conference or, you know, paying for a workshop or paying for a coach. And it's like, if that's the case, then why shouldn't we be, you know, in that space as well? Right. So it's understanding our value, our worth, and also making sure that others understand our value and worth as well.
Yeah, I love that. And You're right. It's a cultural mindset, because I think a lot of us can resonate with how we come from hardworking people. Let's just say that our people don't care if they're cleaning toilets and whatever they got to do to survive. Again,
I've
survival mode.
I mean, I've cleaned houses. I've cleaned schools.
I've waited tables. There's that. And I love that. I love that we come from people like that, because we, like they say, there's no shame in my game, right?
Yeah.
But all that to say, there is that culture mindset, because so many of us, it was ingrained in us, like, just make a paycheck, make an honest living. But what if there's more? What if, right, like, I'm crazy and I think that I'm super gifted, or I really am so gifted that I can actually charge for whatever, XYZ. And so I think it's amazing to when other people see, like, wow, you're doing that. And, you know, you come from wherever you come from, you've gone through so much. Well, I can do that too. I really feel that it creates a dialogue for a lot of things. So Rita, how did you work through discouragement when you were building Latina Podcasters completely from scratch? Because I can just say that when you're building something from scratch, there's no blueprint. You mess up. You're like, oh my God, like, what am I doing? So how did you work through that discouragement whenever that kind of came your way?
You know, I think one of the beautiful things in life is when you're on the other side of discouragement and you look back and you're like, wow, that was an awesome experience. Nobody feels that way when they're in it, right? Because they're like, oh my God, this is never going to end. But one of the beautiful things about learning and expanding is that you need those moments to kind of guide you and show you that there's ways out of it, right? And so for me, you know, what's really interesting is, like, the last time I was on this podcast, I was an atheist, right? And now, you know, I have a very strong relationship with God, and understanding what God is truly for me and how it aligns with what I'm building and the hope that God really is, and that beauty, and seeing how everything that we look at is an idea. Everything that we see around us, everything we interact with is somebody's idea, even a person, right? Like, parents had this idea of having a child, having family, and then this other person came up. So it's like, all of everything that we interact with is an idea. And that's really kind of, to me, how I've navigated this, is just understanding that for these ideas to come to fruition, somebody had to take a chance and a risk on building something, and not knowing, like, what's on the other side of the bridge, right? Like, I have a coach, and she's also an advisor for the tech piece now for the company where we're expanding to, but she gave me an analogy that, to me, to this day, I share with everyone because I feel it's so powerful. Like, the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco it tends to get some really awesome photos of itself, where it's like the bridge and then there's fog that's,
oh wow,
on the other side, right? And to me, that's kind of like, you know, it's having that trust and knowing that there is going to be, you just have to keep driving, because there's going to be a bridge on the other side that's going to catch you, even though you can't see it. And, like, now having faith and having trust that there is going to be the bridge, aligning with really good people and continuing to be authentically myself. Like, you know, I've had every type of experience possible having this network. And I've also had people who've loved me, and I have people who hate me, and I have people who, you know, have supported me at the beginning and then no longer align with my views. And I totally understand. And I hold no grief or anger towards people, because, you know, we are changing. We're constantly changing, right? Like, and if I'm going to continue changing, I have to feel comfortable with who I'm changing into, not what others are changing into, right? And so, to me, I see it as, like, it's just God helping me realign with where I'm supposed to go and trusting the process, which can be really hard, right? Like, I use all types of tools. I meditate, I pray, I sit in plant medicine ceremonies, you know, which I'm also very proud of saying now. Like, I used to have some fear about it, but understanding that that's also part of who we were culturally in the past. So, like, learning all of these things now that are helping me sharpen my mindset have just been amazing, you know, and it's not an easy path to be an entrepreneur, but it is a rewarding task. And then once you realize abundance and money is just one of the everything that you get from the experience, right? It's the knowledge, it's the relationships, it's the stories that you hear from people, it's the encouragement that you get from others in this industry too, that are also doing the same thing, that are just out there navigating and trying to understand, like, what's the next thing? How do I line here? How do I think bigger? You know, and you realize once you start to get closer to those types of people that it really is, it's a lot of trust. It's just letting yourself be who you are authentically, aligning to that and knowing that you're on the right path, even when things are really hard.
Wow. I love that. That's like, that's super, like, I think not just inspiring, but God, that can just be like a whole affirmation. But you said something, I love how you described the bridge too, but you said something really important. You were talking about trust. And, you know, I'm a life coach and I see this a lot. It's I don't know why, but we struggle with trusting ourselves. And that's why we struggle with charging. And that's why we struggle with, should I start this thing? You know, all of that. So I think that if we could magnify that more about like trusting yourself, trusting that you have everything you need to do X, Y, Z, I think that really kind of changes everything. But also, I'm a believer that God has a purpose for you, right? I'm a believer that nobody here is here by accident. And I always think, and that's why, like, I don't shove my beliefs down people's throats. I don't feel that I do because I didn't grow up in church, right? I have my reason why I walk with God, even though like I'm not perfect. I was suicidal. I was really messed up. You know, I had a lot of dysfunction growing up. So like you said, that gave me hope. And when things aren't going right, I just kind of come back to like, man, God, you brought me this far. Like there's more. So I love that you said that because I think that God knows when he's going to speak to your heart. And when that moment happens, it just changes everything because then you're like, whoa, I don't have to do this in my own strength because I know that there's someone kind of like how they say, like, take the wheel, Jesus. Someone is
they're nudging
the wheel, right? So I love that. And I know like when you shared with me on Instagram, you had shared like, I was an atheist last time I was on your show. And it's so funny. And I'm just going to side note, throw this in there. But I remember when I found your network, I had a whole different podcast and it was awesome because again, like 2020, I'm like, where's all my people at? Right? Like, where are we? So I'm like, wow, there's this network here. Like, this is amazing. But I think at the time, I just felt like I needed to hear from the people that were in the faith community also, because I felt like I needed guidance. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I don't know if I'm doing this thing right. And so it's just so beautiful to see how everything just comes back like full circle. Like, it's amazing. And all the things that you've done and just how even with me, like doing Fearless Mujer, you know, I really felt like that was a God-inspired thing. Like, I want you to speak to the Latina community. And I'm just like, but how am I going to talk about God, like, without offending people? And I had, like, this big struggle. And it all came back to something that you said. Just be yourself. Just be authentically who you are. The rest just kind of follows the people that want it. Because I don't know if you know this, but there is a whole niche of Latinas in the faith community. And they feel that our views and our voices aren't being heard the way that we feel is aligned to who we are. So it's really cool to just even discover like there's a little community within a whole community. Anyway, I don't know why I just threw that.
I totally agree. I mean, I think just like there's the faith-based, right? Like there's also the spiritual-based, and then there's also the mix of the two, which I think is so in like one of the things that I'm learning more, right, is like our culture is so beautiful because we learn to mend and like to kind of mold everything and make it our own.
Yeah.
And it was when we decided to go into other people's spaces that we felt like our our ideas, our identity wasn't enough or it wasn't good enough, right? And that's one of the things that I love so much about this the creation of all of this is like, not only are we enough, we're more than enough. We have so much in our culture, so much in so many ways that we can expand to show, like, you know, like you said, faith-based, you know, we can show those people who align with other things, and it doesn't have to be one or the other.
Right.
Right. It can be like I said, people transition and they change regularly. I mean, I would have never guessed that I would, like, 3 years ago, somebody would have told me I'd be going to church every Sunday and like listening to the word every day and like really feeling very connected to God. And the way that I found God is not your traditional way that most people do, right? Like it was through a plant medicine ceremony that I finally cleared everything out of my mind that didn't belong to me. And I was able to see and remember like how important that connection is and how we have it inside of us, you know, like God is looking at the world through our eyes, like he created us, right? Like, yeah, so
that's beautiful.
Yeah. And so it's like, you know, he gave us this opportunity to be here. And every day that we wake up, that gratitude should, I wouldn't say should be there, because I know people go through so many hurdles in life. Life is a journey. But if you start to try your best to be as grateful as possible for every single day that you open your eyes, things start to change so much. And things start to gravitate towards you, because that energy of being grateful is the connection to God, I think, is just being grateful for everything, because everything is created through the image of God, you know? And so when you start to kind of align and understand that a little bit more, you have more gratitude for everything, because you realize this is all just God manifesting himself in, or herself, or whoever you think, you know, whatever you feel that spirit is, it's just manifesting itself so that we can see the miracles that are all around us. Right. Like, and so, you know, I don't judge people anymore. Like, I've learned so much throughout my life. And at this point, I'm like, there is no point to judge anyone, but just know that, you know, if you're not aligned to somebody, that's okay. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to love every, I wouldn't say love, like, I feel like love is such a overused word when it's a very simple thing. It's just having appreciation and knowing that not everything has to be yours.
Right.
Right. Everything, once you start to understand more and more about who you are, those things that aren't yours start to fall off really easily. And you don't mourn that anymore. You don't have that massive grief for the things that are going away. You start to understand, I'm just aligning to exactly that path that I'm being led to, right? Like, I'm just aligning to the right people or the right opportunities are aligning for me, and how to be just grateful for being alive and having that happen, you know?
I love that. And I think embracing that, right? Like, yeah, like, this is who I am. And this, it's really such a beautiful thing. Like, Once you stop fighting where, how and where you're being aligned, it just, I feel like it makes things like so much easier. And it teaches you like to surrender that control of like the expectations of what you think your life should be or how you're supposed to be, or, and just total surrender to like, okay, I'm going to align to what I'm feeling internally. Cause a lot of times it is an internal thing, right? When I think God is leading you. Okay, Rita, as we wrap up, what do you feel? So here's my question for you. To the mujer who's like, she's a big dreamer, right? What do you feel is the type of mindset that she needs to embrace to stay focused and keep going?
I would say trust is a big one, right? Like, trust yourself. Don't feel like you're crazy. And when you have those moments of challenge, look for people that are big thinkers too, so you don't feel like you're lonely in this world, right? Because it can feel a little lonely sometimes when you're, especially as a woman, and una mujer Latina who has big ideas, we're starting to see more and more of it, but it, you know, there's still a lot of people who are, you know, you're still kind of trying to find your community and align to those people, and just know and trust that they're coming to you, they're aligning to you quickly. But I think honestly, sitting with yourself in meditation, whether it's meditation or prayer, Your prayers are really what you're looking for on the inside, and you want to be explained to you on the outside, right? Like, so like sitting in silence is a big tool for me, is allowing myself to shut out the chaos and the noise from the outside and really truly understanding who I am and what I want. And knowing that even when you don't have a plan, like everything's already aligning for you because you thought that idea. Right. And your only job then is to follow the idea. That's it. Like when they say follow your dreams, it's legitimately real. Like follow the dream that you're having or this idea, because we need you to show up. You know, we need you to try. And most of the time, and like you said, once you're aligned in this space, like you do 50% of the work and the other 50% just shows up and you don't know why or how, but it does. And you need, your job then is to follow through and see where it will take you. And that journey is the most special part of this entire experience, is like, you know, every single day that we wake up, we don't know how to, we can plan out everything from, you know, the beginning of the day to the ending of the day, but there's still a lot of possibilities. You know, and so when you allow yourself to shut out the noise and allow the chaos to calm down and you understand that, you know that everything's working out for you. Everything's working for you, for your particular experience here. And so, yeah, that's my biggest thing, is like, so give yourself some time to sit in silence and really align with what you want and know that it's already here.
Wow. I love that. It's such a beautiful reminder, right? Like, I think also, like, I just got to take action and everything else will align. Mm-hmm. Anything else that you want to add? Just anything on your heart?
I love that this audience that's listening is predominantly Latina, right? And for those women, I tell you, like, if you have an idea in your heart and it's something that's weighing down on you and you don't understand why, just go with it, because there's nothing more rewarding in the world than to see something that you created come to life and see the amount of people that start to support it and then where you're getting aligned to and what's happening in front of you. And trust your gut, because your gut is almost like your direct connection to yeah. God, spirit, or whatever, right? Like, it's that thing that's telling you yes and it's telling you no. And know the difference between a gut feeling and fear, because fear, what fear normally does is it gives you a door to open. Wow. Fear doesn't really exist. It's not real. It's just an emotion, right? And normally that emotion is tied to your ego and it's trying to get you to stop in your tracks. And when you are trying to stop, asking yourself, is this my gut instinct telling me to stop? Is this my intuition? Or is it that I'm afraid, and then I'm afraid of the unknown, right? And when you get really clear on whether it's I'm afraid of the unknown or this is actually my intuition stopping me, then you know it's time to charge forward, because the fear is only going to stop you. And it's normally tied to some limiting belief, somebody else's idea, somebody who probably tried in their life and wasn't able to succeed, but that's not you. Yeah. You know, so knowing how to determine between fear and your intuition and knowing to follow through when it is fear, so that way you can see what's on the other side of it. And normally it's something beautiful.
Wow. I love this. You're going to have to come back, Rita, because I feel like we just got down to like all the juicy stuff.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us and having virtual cafecito with me. Can you just let listeners know where to find you and anything else you want to add?
Absolutely. So you can find me on Instagram, Yo Soy Rita Bautista, or you can follow me on LinkedIn, Rita Bautista. You can also follow the networks at Latina Podcasters, at Latino Pods. And we are going to be launching a video podcast distribution platform called Lativerse, which will incorporate all of the audiences, all the podcasters, and have the opportunity for not just big brands, but also point of entry for small businesses to also do advertisement within the platform. So the goal is to capture pretty much all monetization opportunities, not just on the big level, but also bring in the opportunity for smaller community to have advertisement capabilities. So keep an eye out. It's called Lativerse and it will be coming hopefully in the next year.
Wow, that's exciting. All right. Well, amiga, thank you for joining Rita and I for a cafecito chat. Please go check her out, follow her, go check out the other Latino and Latina podcasters, see what they're doing, and have an amazing week. God bless you. Thank you again, Rita.
Thank you.
Amiga, did this cafecito chat encourage you and uplift you? Hey, girl, if you found value in today's episode, do me a big favor. Share it to your Instagram stories and tag the Fearless Mujer Podcast. You can also share this episode with your amigas and primas by texting them the link. You know what I always say, something powerful happens when we lift each other up. And if you found value in this episode, do me a big favor. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It would mean the world to me, but it would also help me continue to create content that would best support you. All right, amiga. God bless.